This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
It is Rock Talk. My name is Mark Shuttleworth, and joining us this morning, it is Laura Heltz, the Executive Director of the Veterans Outreach Center here in Rochester, one of our favorites. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mark. Thanks.
Great to have you here. Okay, so real quick, we got to talk about Flag Day because it's coming up real soon. Tell us what you guys are doing for Flag Day and what we need to know.
Yes. So Veterans Outreach Center has been doing a fundraising, event for probably 30 years now, where we set up a table outside of local businesses across the county, across Ontario County, and we have handheld flags, and folks can stop by, learn a little bit about our services, grab a flag, and place a donation in the box. And those donations actually really are a big part of what helps us drive programs and services throughout the year. So this year, we're going to have tables set up, I think, at about 100 different businesses in Monroe and Ontario counties. And we would love for people to come by, grab a flag, and help support our programs.
Absolutely. So definitely be on the lookout for that in the coming days around town. And you're supporting the Veterans Outreach Center, of course, a fantastic cause. Now, you guys, we've talked for years. And every time we talk, I think you have so many programs that take care of so many needs of veterans. And then you go, and we have another one. And it just blows my mind how you put all this together. But there's you guys just made an announcement. You have a new – tell me about this new resource center program that you guys have.
Yes, I am super excited about this one. So this is called the Steve Preston Pure Connection Center. Steve Preston was a local firefighter and a very generous donor to the Veterans Outreach Center. Unfortunately, he passed away the day after Christmas in 2023. But Steve and I got together and his wife, Carol, a couple summers ago, and Steve's favorite thing to start a conversation was, all right, Laura, what do the vets need? And so we would talk about things. And at a lunch a couple years ago, I said, you know, Steve, we really need a place for vets after hours and weekends. There is really no safe place for veterans who may be struggling with mental health, substance use disorder, or even just who are not struggling with anything but want to hang out with other vets. There's nowhere in the community for them on a Friday night, a Saturday, Sunday, and I think we need that. And so he said, all right, let's put this together. And so we did some research. We investigated what's going on in other communities and other demographics, and we decided what we needed was this concept of a drop-in center. So this facility, our Peer Connection Center, is open now 7 days a week from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. every day. And it's a safe and sober place, and it's really cool. We have a huge, like, regulation-sized, beautiful pool table. We have foosball. We've got a big screen TV. We have movie nights. We're going to be doing, Sunday football in the fall. And there's also nice little spots where folks can just kind of sit down, play a game of chess or some other board games, maybe play some cards or dominoes. And we have a microwave, Keurig, they can pop popcorn and just really enjoy being together and doing it in a fun, safe place.
This is fantastic. So it's named after Steve Preston. It's the Steve Preston Peer Connection Center. Where is this located? Is it with you guys, like with the rest of your facility? In the city?
It's right at our location at 459 South Ave. We found one lone patch of grass in the back of the building. We were like, we could build on that. So we did. And it's a fairly large space, I think. And we have peer support specialists who are certified in peer support. They're vets. Some of them are non-vets and they're, folks that are in recovery, but, veterans are primarily the ones that we've got. They're going to be there every night, and it's low-key. It's just come in, hang out. But they are going to have some other fun things, like they'll probably set up some euchre tournaments. I've heard them talking about maybe even trying to do an open mic night for vets.
Oh, wow.
Got some cool music equipment over there. We have security. So, if people are saying, gee, I don't know if I want to go into the city at night, it makes me nervous. We have full-time security, here every night, and you can feel comfortable doing that.
That is amazing. What a great idea. And I you make that joke about that patch of grass or land that you had. You got what I love about you guys. One of the many things I love about you guys, the VOC, you don't let anything go to waste. You got a patch of land. We're going to turn that into something for the veterans, and it's going to be fantastic. And that sounds like this is. So when did this open, Laura? I mean, it was not long ago, right?
No, not at all. It opened on Monday, June 3rd.
Wow.
It's like brand new. And in fact, it was really exciting because I was touring a vet through the facility just before we opened. It was like Friday the 31st or whatever day that was of May. And I said, this is what we've got. And he's talking about bringing dog in. He has a certified therapy dog. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be fun. And we were talking about, could we put together some classes for vets on dog training? So anyway, it was just kind of a brainstorm session. But he got so excited. He goes, well, I'll be back tomorrow. And I'm like, well, we're not open yet. We're going to open on Monday. So
he had to wait a couple of days.
Yeah, it was a great feeling to know that, like, wow, somebody came in here and they were so excited. They were thinking they'd come back the next day. So it was awesome.
Well, that makes you feel good that you kind of hit the nail on the head with what the need was, that the need was so obvious right away with that fella.
Well, one of the things, when we think about peer support, you think about organizations like Camp Good Days and Special Times and how they have pulled together children and adults who are dealing with cancer, and they've created this recreational space that is phenomenal, and it's therapy in itself. And they don't have, per se, mental health therapists there, but it's just the ability for folks who have shared experiences, but especially shared traumatic or difficult experiences or unique experiences, there's a bond right there, and there's kind of almost an unspoken sense of support that you get when you're around those people.
Yeah.
And we think about like the American Legions and the VFWs, of which I'm a member, of all those groups, and I think they're great too. But for a lot of our veterans who don't want to be around alcohol, many of those spaces have bars in them, and for veterans who maybe are not, they're not as comfortable joining a group like that. Like there's criteria that you have to meet in order to join the groups. We have no criteria. I mean, if you wore your nation's uniform for even a day, you're welcome to use any facilities that VOC has, and especially our Peer Connection Center, because, one of the greatest travesties that I think we have right now is the suicide epidemic in our veteran population. And if folks that we're working with knew that they could come to a safe place 7 days a week and they could get support when they needed it, I think that's one way that we can help mitigate that crisis.
I think you're right. And that makes this even more exciting and certainly more important as well. So just to run down, we're talking with Laura Heltz, first of all, Executive Director of the Veterans Outreach Center in Rochester. And specifically, we're talking about this Steve Preston Peer Connection Center. If you're a veteran, you should go check this out. It is open 7 days, or afternoons and evenings a week, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., 7 days a week, full security there, so you can feel safe when you're inside. No alcohol. It is a safe space where you can go and just relax and enjoy yourself and meet other veterans as well and kind of just, hang out, and like you said, you'll be getting more programs probably underway, things like euchre tournaments and things like that as well.
Yes, absolutely. And, while we're talking about it, so VOC, our normal hours of operation for the rest of our agency are typically about 8:30 to 4:30. But we also have our fitness center. The Peer Connection Center and the fitness center, both are no cost to our veterans. Our fitness center is open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we'd love to have longer hours than that, and I think we're going to get there. But we need vets coming in the door at that place so that I can, get some more staff to come in for possibly even earlier and later evening hours. But it's an awesome fitness center. Actually, I've started using it myself. Instead of going to Planet Fitness, I just come in the mornings and, do my workout here. And we have lots of other vets that come in, and we have some cool stuff that, shows like what the military standards are for fitness. Not that I think any of us are still doing that, but, it's just fun to kind of see like, oh yeah, I remember when I had to do that. And it's really neat. So, for veterans that are out there and they're thinking, oh, I've heard of the Veterans Outreach Center, but I think they mostly work with homeless vets, or I think they mostly work with people that need a job. That certainly is true, that we provide those services, but we're also here for anybody that just wants to come in and be with other vets. We have hydromassage. We have a barber shop. We have massage therapy. We have Reiki, which is a really cool modality, kind of like massage, but a little bit different. Mm. So, you know, if you've served your country, this place is for you. This is, you know, we want you to come in and see what we have to offer because it's something for everybody.
I love what you say. If you wore the uniform for one day, you are welcome to any of these services, any of these facilities. And honestly, if you're a veteran, if you serve this country, please take advantage of these. These are here for you. You have earned this and much more, but these are available to you. You can find a complete, your website is fantastic, vocroc.org. You can find out all the, and the website must just keep changing. You must keep adding to it. All the programs and facilities that are offered are on that website. There's something that you, I guarantee you, if you're a veteran, there's something there that you can benefit from.
And then I agree.
Real quick, as we wrap up, Golf for Vets is coming up. This is next month, right? July 22nd, Golf for Vets.
Yes. So this is another fundraiser that we have. VOC has four big fundraisers a year, and Flag Day is our first one, and Golf for Vets is the second one. And it's a fun time. Last year, we even had a golf shooter thing that looked sort of like an AR-15 golf ball launcher.
Wow.
But we have lots of cool displays at different tees and different holes. And so if anybody wants to join us, whether that's to golf or to volunteer or to sponsor the event or a hole, please get in touch with us, 546-1081. We typically sell out the tournament, and it is, you know, there's a nice dinner at the end. And again, you know, those are our key fundraisers for our programs and services.
Absolutely. More details about Golf for Vets, more details about the Flag Day activities, and more information about the Steve Preston Peer Connection Center online, vocroc.org. And we appreciate that. Laura, hey, thank you so much for your time. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Get excited again about all the activities and programs that you guys have put together down there to serve our veterans. And we are grateful for it, for sure.
Oh, thank you, Mark. And we're always appreciative of your support, too. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. And also, Laura, thank you for your service, as always.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGC, DJRO Broadcasting.